This is Wild About Utah.
Some people complain that the news only reports bad things, and that can be depressing. But maybe that is the way we can learn how to improve things. If all we ever heard was that everything was wonderful, even though it truly wasn't, how would we feel if we accidentally stumbled across a negative situation? Let's consider the present global status of the wildlife with which we share this planet. One of the pleasures of hiking in scenic vistas, such as our forests or national parks, is to see the wildlife that call those places home. People want to see bears or wolves in Yellowstone. They are thrilled when they see desert bighorn sheep in Arches or Zion. But the latest comprehensive report on biodiversity by the United Nations revealed some startling results. The report included over 1,000 pages compiled by more than 450 researchers who analyzed 15,000 scientific and government reports. And this summary had to be approved by representatives of all 109 nations. The message is that nature is being threatened more now than any other time in human history. Literally, a million species of plants and animals are facing serious threats to their survival. And this is due to several harmful actions. Invasive species that crowd out native wildlife from their home habitats. The pollution of water and land by the dumping or runoff of toxic materials. Overfishing the oceans. And permitting the continual burning of fossil fuels, which alter the climate for some wild species. And as a result of increasing human populations, many forests and grasslands are converted into farmland, cities, or business ventures. That reduction in the number of large plants and trees affects the Earth's ability to reduce heat-trapping carbon dioxide. Currently, over 1,200 mammal species, 1,500 bird species, and 2,300 fish species are threatened, endangered, or extinct in the wild. This indeed sounds dismal. But if we consider it as a warning, there is still time left to alter this downward spiral. So what can we do? Simple tasks, really. Replace lawns by planting trees, shrubs, and flowers native to your area. This provides habitat as well as food for pollinators. Avoid using harmful pesticides and herbicides, which can collect and wash down into streams and rivers, which then pollute that water as well as the ocean. Respect the privacy needed by wildlife by observing them from a distance. Never poach any species. Place bird feeders and/or birdhouses in your area. Consider renewable energy sources for your home and community. Don't allow your vehicle engines to idle. And encourage your community to preserve open green spaces when new developments are proposed. Life is easier if we decide to let others do the work that will benefit us all, but if everyone made some small improvements in their lifestyle, we might be able to avoid future dismal reports.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Hellstern, and I am Wild About Utah.